Isabella Mufaletto is first chair flute in the band and a senior at Logan High School. Now, you've spent a year getting ready for this, and now that you're back, I mean, was it worth it?
It was so worth it. It was, when we went, we were like, oh yeah, we get to see the inauguration, but I don't think anyone really kind of knew what that meant, just kind of how big it was and how much this was an incredible opportunity that most people in their lives never get to see that. I know it sounds kind of weird because you're thinking, oh yeah, you're supposed to say that. Of course the inauguration is the biggest thing, but it actually was for me, just because of the sheer size of it and getting to say, I might never be able to do this again. So, and once we got there, it kind of hit us that we're here. These are the places we see on TV, but we're here.
What was the inauguration like?
The inauguration was packed. There were so many people. They were all in a good mood. Everyone, it was just this optimistic atmosphere everywhere. And it was just tangible in the air. You could feel it. Just listening to everyone talk. There were people, you know, breaking down in tears, and I cried once. It was just something that I'll never forget. And I'm pretty sure even if you didn't want Obama to win or anything like that, it was still an experience that moved you.
And so there's quite a big group of you, is that right? There's about 133 students?
Yeah, it was a big group. We all walked together. We had our little matching scarves that looked like the scarves from the Gryffindor house during Harry Potter. But yeah, it was our giant group just taking up one big space.
So I hear you also got to do some sightseeing, like touring the Capitol and seeing some national monuments and going to the Smithsonian Museums. But, you know, you were there for this national music competition, and I hear you guys did pretty well as far as awards
go. Did. Our choirs did incredible. They give you a place out of everyone, and then they also give you a rating, kind of like the Olympics, the silver, the gold type thing, gold being the highest. One of our choirs got second place with a gold rating.
Wow.
And just we brought home the Sweet Stakes Awards, which means as a school combined in all of our musical ensembles and everything, we got the highest amount of points. And it was incredible. This little school from Logan, Utah, came all the way from Logan, Utah, is just dominating this banquet. And everyone was just so proud of our school. It was just amazing to say, yeah, we really are that good.
So it's probably safe to say that this ended up being a pretty great trip.
It did. I was amazed because, I mean, I'm a high school kid, so I see all of these different personalities of kind of I don't care a lot of the time about political things and stuff like that. And just all of a sudden watching them walk into something like the Arlington Cemetery and just go silent, just a change in all of us. I think we're a lot different coming back from this trip than we were going on it.
What do you think has changed the most?
I think just a lot of us are more mature about the fact that we're the next generation, that eventually it's going to be us making these decisions, and that time isn't that far away. And I think all of us are kind of getting inspired and thinking, you know what, it's time for me to kind of start getting informed, start thinking about what I want as an American and what other people want, and kind of knowing where you stand. So when the time comes that you need to voice those views on your opinions, you're not sitting there saying, oh, I don't know. It's made all of us a lot better people.
Mm-hmm. So I guess tell me a little bit more about this fundraising that you had to do. This trip obviously was not cheap.
Oh. No, we knew we were going to D.C. the end of last school year, it was decided. And they said, okay, well, 2 years ago we went to Seattle, and that was about, I want to say, like $500. And they said, this trip is going to be a lot more expensive. So you guys really need to start saving now, start planning now. So we had a lot of fundraisers. We sold cookie dough. We had garage sales. Just anything that we could find people to sponsor us to sell some things, we definitely got in on those. So I'm pretty sure a lot of people were walking around with huge jugs of cookie dough in our town.
Do you think it was a financial sacrifice for some individuals to go on this trip?
Oh, I know it was. I know, personally speaking, I saw so many kids that would say, I want to go on this trip so bad, but I know I can't afford it. I know I can't afford it. And that was the difficulty, is trying to say, well, we have a lot of opportunity for you. Some kids didn't even pay their entire trip. They're going to continue to pay it off afterwards. And so it was just working with them and saying, I know this is really hard, but we're going to make sure that if you have the slightest chance to be able to go, we're going to get you there.
Well, Isabella, is there anything else we'd like to say?
I just wanted to say, you know, thanks to our band and choir directors and all of our chaperones, because you don't understand how it is handling 133 students in a city like Baltimore or Washington, D.C., and I'm just really proud that they stuck with us that whole time to get us to that trip, because I know there were a couple of times where we just wanted to give up, and they said, no, this is going to be worth it, you just got to keep going, and that I really appreciate that.
After she graduates from Logan High School, Isabella plans to attend Utah State University and study biological engineering. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.